B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That stuff.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's Tuesday.
Good morning.
July 16th, and we are deep in the middle of summer, y'all. We're in that little zone where in another 2 weeks, you'll be thinking back to school.
But these past last 2 weeks,
man, just enjoy the summer.
Oh, and it is just blazes hot outside.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my day in 30 seconds. I was on the phone yesterday with a window tinter.
Oh, I need one. Pass them along.
Oh, man. Not for my car, Roy, but for the house.
Yep, me too.
I had this tree that sat nicely in front of my house that blocked the sun in the summer. And now the tree's dead and had to be taken down in the spring. And my house is an absolute oven and my air conditioners can't keep up with it.
Really?
So...
That must have been a big tree.
It was a great tree.
Yeah.
An awesome leaf branch covering tree that is now gone. And my house is brick in the front, so it's literally just baking.
Wow.
I was a nice pepperoni pizza roll yesterday.
Okay.
And Dean was soup, he said.
Ooh.
Yeah, I asked him, I said, hey, dude, we're baking in here. What food are you? And Ruby was a little enchilada. Now, I got on the phone with the guy, very nice guy. And the great thing about it, Roy, was all I had to do was take a picture of the house and send it to him. And he took did the estimate right then and there.
Really?
Yeah. All right. I'll give you the number, Lorraine. Okay. I want him to come to me first.
Yeah.
I like to cut the line.
Yeah. What if the guy sucks? Give it time.
Right?
Yeah, I'll let you vet that out.
His prices seem pretty good. And you can tint your windows so that it doesn't look tinted. Like... They have this, he said that they have this type that's like super clear.
Yeah.
But deflects like 75% of all the heat out of the house.
Loren, you're so excited to get this guy. He's doing quotes through cell phone photos. Give it a minute.
Okay.
All right. It sounds sketch. Yeah. Let's see how it plans out.
I don't even know the name of the company. I'd give him a plug, but I don't know it. I forget. All right, what's going on in your guys' world?
I meal prepped for like the first time in, I don't know, 8 months yesterday.
Oh.
So I spent the day just like cooking and getting stuff together. And then I had like all my meals perfectly packaged for the days and I forgot the meal.
Oh God.
That's fun.
Yeah. How's your commute in from your new house, the chateau? Now you don't commute the other way anymore. You have to take the highway like I do.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's the same amount of time. It's just a different distance. Mm-hmm. My only qualm is that I don't drive by my coffee shop anymore, so I have to go to a different coffee shop, and they didn't have raw sugar today, so I'm a little deflated.
The hell's raw sugar? Just sugar?
Like the grainy brown sugar.
Oh, I thought that was just brown sugar.
Cane sugar.
Cane sugar.
I don't know. That's what I heard.
That's so fascinating.
Don't worry. Producer Nicole had explained to Roy off the air before the show started what a koi pond was.
Now, in my defense, I didn't think she was actually... I didn't hear the pond. I thought it was like koipin, like a koi pond, like a coupon.
Right, like a koipin is what you buy. You can get a discount on items.
Yeah. Okay.
The coupon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I like how you described it. You said it's a big goldfish tank.
What's going on in your world, man?
Oh, so Loren's closing for a house moved up by 2 weeks, and I'm doing everything in my power to close on my first real estate transaction.
But, yes, there's a competition. Will Loren close on her house that she's moving out of, or will Roy, as a real estate agent, sell his first house? I have my money on... Actually, I have my money on you, buddy.
I know, but I didn't... There's a couple things I didn't factor. Number one, when I was on vacation, I did zero work. That's number one. And number two, other people take vacations too, and we're in the middle of summer. And so I'm trying to sign it, sign it,
can
sign
you put
it.
In an offer and close within 2 weeks? No, unless you're a cash buyer, right?
Well, I mean, you can technically. Yeah. I mean, I think the quickest in Charlotte's 20 days right now.
Okay.
So
okay.
A little above that, but I'm doing everything I can, and I've already had two deals fall through and blah. Blah.
Mm.
But I'm worried. So yesterday, all afternoon, I was working with four clients, just trying to convince them to buy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, go for it, buddy. Get your house on.
Yeah,
I still have faith in you.
I'm listing my first house soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah, next week.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You're on. Go.
Oh, all the hits. Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Make sure you head over to kiss951.com to check out all the latest blogs, including yesterday was Amazon Prime Day, Roy Brown, and you wrote a blog about
the things that look expensive, but they're really not.
Mm. I have a blog up there about the New Jersey Devils NHL mascot at a birthday party with an epic fail. Lorraine, what'd you blog about?
I put a gallery up from our vacation in Florida and also my What Lorraine Likes from yesterday.
Sweet.
Now get this. I'm blogging in uncharted territory today.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what are you doing?
I'm taking over Lorraine's thing. I did a celebrity story.
Oh. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian revealed why she has such a skinny waist. It's not from breaking a rib. I know we thought that.
I still think she has ribs removed. I don't think she'll ever admit to that, but I'm pretty sure nobody's waist is that small.
Well, if you want to read the article, it's now posted up at kiss951.com. The real reason why Kim's waist is small.
There
waist
you go.
Trainer.
Oh, she says veganism.
Yeah, she's
I just ruined the blog.
Yeah, now you don't have to go read it.
Yeah, I just ruined the blog.
Hey, let me tell you real quick. This is from Newsweek, and this trips me out. Police found something in an apartment that had been there for 11 years. A person.
Ooh.
French authorities are looking into the death of a tenant who was discovered inside his apartment. It appears that the man had passed away over a decade ago, and his body was in the state of mummification.
But that means you had to smell that at some point.
Authorities are saying that the man appeared to pass away 11 years ago without anyone noticing until just recently after the landlord decided to check in on him. Items in the apartment indicated that he passed away sometime in 2008. However.
What?
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 The TV was still on.
Nobody was paying
it. Oh, really?
Wait. Who was paying the bill for it then?
Who knows? I don't know. But the TV was still on.
Wait.
Which to me is funny in a way because that means that this if Fallon was on or Kimmel or James Corden is sitting there doing their stand-up jokes trying to get people at home to laugh, they got nothing from this mummified body.
No, he just
for 11
there.
Years.
Yeah.
Leno, Conan, Letterman.
That's impossible.
Yeah, because how would he have power? But if he was one of those ratings family members, imagine the ratings going through the room. They're like, listen, Conan, I don't know what you're doing, but you're killing it.
You're killing it.
Think about it. This mummified body in France who's been mummified for 11 years is just sitting there, and they're like, breaking news in France as there's protests, and nothing gets a reaction from the guy, no matter how big the news is.
Hey, he's just dead.
The body was dated using expiration dates, magazines and delivered mail as well. The discovery is not being treated as suspicious, but there is going to be an autopsy to find out why the man passed away 11 years ago.
The super sad story to that is that nobody checked on him until
now.
Yeah,
how did that work? Poor guy.
No friends.
No friends or family.
How do they do cause of death at that point? They can't, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I don't know. I mean, they might be able to find something. Hey, they can pull up bodies from, decades ago. And do an autopsy on them.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I feel like everything happens on social media now. All these announcements and, reveals. Well, Ariana Grande, she just revealed her latest Givenchy campaign. Can you guys say that? Givenchy?
Givenchy. Givenchy.
For the fashion designer on social media yesterday. So if you want to see that, we will retweet it for you along with the photos and videos of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner on their honeymoon. I guess they rented this like big home on the water. It's like one of those huts, you know, that
nice.
Sit on the water.
And in the Maldives.
Like, yeah, they're GoPro-ing, going down the slides into the ocean. I'm like, oh, way to make me jealous. Everybody's jealous of that. And
unlike most of us, Loren, we can't say we'll be there in a year.
Who can say that they'll be there in a year?
You.
And the celebrity's been there. Loren's on the trail.
Yeah. Red Loren Lights.
And Tracy Morgan is back in his Bugatti. It's officially fixed and he was spotted driving around. But the question now remains, who paid for the $32,000 in repairs? Diddy is going to reboot Making the Band.
I heard that.
Yeah.
He made the announcement.
Mm-hmm. Again, on social media. So, Making the Band brought us Danity Kane, and he says that Seth Rogen is the one that kind of put it back on his radar, and sometimes you're living in this bubble where you don't realize the importance of something that you've created. Now, castings will start to open on all social media platforms, on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. You can just upload your video submission with the hashtag MTB. I'm assuming that's supposed to be MTV casting.
No, it's not.
MTB?
It's MTB.
Is
Making
it?
The Making the Band.
Ah,
Making
gotcha.
The Band casting.
Well, there you go.
All right.
That's your dirty.
I wanted to hear this Danity Kane song because I'd forgotten.
Danity Kane.
I love Danity Kane.
Jim Johnson. It's Bad Boy. Let's go.
Showstopping at the land.
Oh my god. You guys remember this one?
Yeah.
I do.
Aubrey O'Day, that's right.
Yeah.
What year was that?
This is,
that was like 2006.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's so funny. Like, I forget, like, how different the style was in 2006
yeah.
compared to now.
Yeah.
Because it seems like yesterday.
It's true.
Very it different. All right, that's your dirty for real. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, we're doing our part for Charlotte today. We hope that maybe you can help us out in one way or another. We'll explain what the MRL show is doing and why we will be wearing hard hats, vests, and picking up litter.
And just so you know, I want to quit.
But, buddy, it's community service. We got in trouble for something. We'll explain. Actually, that's not true.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, we are going to be helping out the Charlotte community today. Because we evidently own, we don't own it, but we adopted the streets. Like, it was like four streets we adopted. Is that right? It's like three or four
it's
streets.
A block.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh,
what?
You shouldn't have told him that.
What?
You should have just said yes to four.
What? We own 8 streets?
To be fair, 2 are the same street, just different blocks.
Oh, okay, listen, let's just give the streets away.
Hold on. A lot of people might not understand. It's the Adopt a Street program.
Keep Charlotte beautiful.
Charlotte beautiful, and it'll say...
We've got to clean the streets.
It'll say, like, this street is...
Adopted by...
The Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Right.
And we have 2 signs, but in order to get your signs, you have to adopt X amount of...
Who negotiated this deal? We get 2 signs for 8 streets?
I don't think it's negotiable.
Well, no, hold on. So you have to have X amount of, like, streets.
By the way, may I just add, if you went back and listened to this on the podcast, which I recommend everybody does each day on the Kiss 95.1 app, you will hear Roy start off by saying, we are part of something very cool to help keep Charlotte clean. And then he goes off bitch when he finds out we got to clean 5 streets. But we're not doing
it's
that today.
Oh, okay.
We're not cleaning 8 streets today.
Okay, good.
What are we doing today?
Cleaning.
Where are we going to be in our hard hats, in our vests?
Choose.
Oh, we get to pick the shortest
street. I thought you said we were going to NOTA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the last time we did this a year ago, we went to Uptown. We have some streets in Uptown, and then we have some streets in the NOTA area.
Okay.
So I just figured we'd do that.
Well, we try to keep our Uptown street clean because it's right there off near the, it's in a pretty heavy traffic zone, so it's like really dirty.
It's College Street, I think, and Church Street, and Tryon. Yeah. We own all those. We adopted all those.
Do we have gloves and stuff?
Yeah, we're getting everything.
Okay, cool. I brought the GoPro today, by the way, just to...
Oh, fun!
Yeah. Mess around with it while we're cleaning.
Are you going to blog?
Yeah.
About it?
Yeah,
you can film my massive heart attack I have in 100-degree heat.
Yeah, you didn't do it last time.
Oh,
yeah.
I did.
No, I didn't do it. I was on maternity leave.
Yeah, I was there.
No,
I wasn't. Where was I?
I don't know.
Conveniently unavailable.
Yeah. I was like, I put the hard work into this program. I'm cleaning the streets.
My wife is having a tooth extracted, and she's like, can you be home from work early? Because I might be out of it, and I might be in some pain and have to lay down and need your help. You know, put the straw in my mouth type thing. I can't. I'm cleaning a street today.
I'm sure that went over well.
What the hell goes on over there?
Well, we own some streets.
We adopted some streets. But no, and by the way, the one uptown, one of the streets they're doing construction on, so we can't clean that. Like the area,
it's like right in front of the bank.
Yeah, the area where we were cleaning last time was a giant field.
Yeah.
Remember, we took up a whole bunch of boxes and stuff, then realized that somebody was living there, and we...
Oh, yeah, we did. We destroyed some
homeless
man's
home. We didn't know that, but we put everything
back.
Yeah, we did. We put everything back. But
so he came back, he's like, gosh, it's spotless in here.
We were literally housekeepers for homeless people that day. And it was something very special. So anyway, thank you to the city of Charlotte. And if you see us today, honk and honk your horns and flash your lights, as we like to say.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
How many picker-uppers? Are the interns helping us, or is it just the four of us?
I think it's just the us.
It's just the four of us.
It's the tight group.
Nobody else wants to volunteer?
No. I think there's a couple criminals who have to do some service.
Yeah. If you drive by, don't throw something at us. Make the pickup easier. Hey, do you know what CVS stands for?
I do.
Do you know the acronym or the initials?
Okay. Like the store.
Yeah, the store. Okay. CVS. How about M&M's?
Oh, I don't know that.
No
one.
Idea.
How about TCBY?
I think I might know M&M's, though.
Okay.
I do think I might.
We found a funny list. These are the initials of all the companies that are around us, and we might not have any idea what the initials stand for. For instance, GEICO is actually the initials for something. That insurance company is not just a name.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, we have a list.
Sorry, it wasn't Halsey. It was Haley, by the way.
Oh. We have a list of initials from common products that we use on a daily basis, in places that you might shop on a daily basis, and you didn't even know that the initials for the stores stand for something. Like, for instance, CVS. We all just call it CVS. And I didn't know that it stood for something.
I don't know what it stands for. Consumer.
I had it yesterday.
You did have it
yesterday. Because we did this in the Rat Party podcast. It's Consumer Value
Store.
Store.
That's correct.
I don't know why I want to say coupon. It's Consumer Valued Store.
How about M&M's?
I bet Mars is one of them.
That is one.
Oh, I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. Mount in your mouth?
It's not a bad guess. Not your hand,
isn't
right?
Isn't that their slogan?
Not a bad guess.
It's Mars and Murray's, named after the people who invented them.
Oh,
gotcha.
How about TCBY?
Taking
the yogurt place.
Care. Yogurt. TCBY. It's not taking care of business.
The.
Okay.
Countries.
Yogurt.
Best yogurt.
Hmm.
The country's best yogurt.
TCBY.
Why don't they use that as a slogan?
They probably do.
They might.
I mean, that should be their whole marketing thing. Like, you should know what TCBY stands for.
Like IHOP.
Yeah.
Yeah. L.L. Bean. You know this clothing company?
I do, but I don't know what it stands for.
They're named after their founder, Leon Wood Bean.
Oh, it's a good thing they went with L.L. Bean.
How about Kmart?
Oh, I just always thought it was... Is it Kingsmart?
Named after Kresge, Kresge, the founder, Sebastian S. Kresge.
You know what I'm noticing?
What?
A lot of these people that own companies are very egotistical and love their name.
Now, this is something that's not a store, but it's something that we all use. It's a zip code, and zip stands for something in the word zip code.
Oh, this is like how an ATM is really, or like how a pin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The ATM is... automatic teller machine, isn't it?
Yeah, and then PIN is personal identification number.
Because I thought ATM was, take my money, but it's not. Zone improvement plan is ZIP.
Oh, zone. Zip okay, code. I was like, what does the Z stand for?
UPS?
United Postal Service.
UPS.
United Parcel Service.
Yeah.
How about PAM? You spray PAM?
That's an acronym?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that either.
product of Arthur Meyerhoff, the owner.
You would never get that.
That's Pam. These are initials and acronyms for products and places that we shop at. How about MAC, the makeup?
I'm assuming the M stands for makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Audrey.
Not a bad guess.
Makeup application service?
Makeup and cosmetics.
Makeup and cosmetics. That's not bad.
Now, Roy, you should know this.
Okay.
You were a police cadet.
Oh.
You dressed up as McGruff the Crime Dog.
I was.
And I'm sure you did a lot of DARE events.
What
does DARE stand for?
I did a lot of DARE events.
What does DARE stand for?
DARE not to do I don't know.
Drug abuse resistance education.
That's that's
because
so
every
bad.
Kid knows that.
That's what I meant to say.
That's so bad I didn't know that. And I did so many DARE events.
Roy, there's a store who you have a membership to and it just ran out. That store is called? It's a wholesale club.
Well, BJ's.
And BJ stands for?
This feels like a trick.
It's not. What does BJ stand for? It's one of the biggest initials around.
We're five.
I don't know. I know what I know what it is.
Beverly Jean. It's the daughter of the man who invented and started BJ's. It's named after his daughter, Beverly Jean.
Yes.
Beverly Jean.
Roy, you just were in New York. You've been here before. NBC stands for?
National Broadcast Company.
Loren, ESPN. You want to watch the game on ESPN? What am I going to watch ESPN on? What is the name of that network? What's it called?
I have to, like, write these out.
Well, the S is for sure sports.
Yeah. And the N is network. What's the E for? Entertainment?
It is the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
There you go.
GEICO. I'll tell you these quick because we're running out of time. Yeah, Government Employees Insurance Company.
Would have
there's
never
no
guessed
O.
That. Yeah. You're right. There's no O to that.
Well, they must have added the O. You know how it goes. Add the O for savings or something like that.
Still to come.
I had no idea. I thought GEICO was just
GEICO.
Named after... I thought GEICO was named after the gecko, to
Me
be honest
too.
With you.
Yeah.
All right, Roy, what did we find out? We found out some really strange and disturbing information from an MRL show family member.
Yeah, they texted into the studio and said that they ran into one of us in a part of town that none of us were in. And so we have to ask, is there an imposter of us on the loose? Let's get her on the show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Andrea and Cornelius, you say there's an imposter among us? What's going on?
This guy was picking on a lifeguard. He says that's what he always does. And he says, "You don't know me, do you?" And the kid just looked at him confused. And he goes, "I'm Manny from the morning show."
Buddy, were you in Cornelius?
No, I was at the pool yesterday, but I was at the pool in Waxhaw. And...
Right. No, this was Saturday, and I saw him leaving yesterday.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And he, wow, there's an imposter on the loose.
This isn't the first time this has happened. That's the annoying thing.
That.
And of all the people on the show, why do they want to be me?
Oh, well.
I don't know, buddy.
I don't know.
Did he do anything bad? Did fake Manny do anything
obnoxious?
Obnoxious, questionable? Did he steal?
Yeah, he stole a football off these kids and then started playing a football game in the pool with them.
Oh, well, he started playing with them.
Yeah. Well, did he take the football with him and left?
Well, yeah, went home.
I mean, did he leave a positive impression on people or a negative impression?
All he did was talk.
Oh, sounds like Manny.
Are you sure? Are you sure you weren't in Cornelius?
I swear. Are you sure you weren't in Waxhaw? Is the question. So you were suspicious the whole time because you're a fan of the MRL Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, and you know what I look like, right?
No, I did not know what you looked like.
It obviously didn't sound like Maney.
No, it didn't. He had a different accent. I'm from upstate New York, so I have lots of cousins in Pennsylvania, and they sounded more like my cousin's accent.
Interesting.
And he was going around saying, hey, I'm Maney from Kiss 95.1. What did he say he did on the morning show?
He said he did the music part.
Oh, that's not, we don't do that. There's someone else that does that.
I know. I'm just like,
yeah.
No. Oh, that's so annoying.
I listen to you guys all the time. I love you guys. You know, I'm just like, this guy is not him. Plus, he looks like he's early 30s.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
She knows you're old.
On his early 30s.
you think I'm older than that?
I know you're in your 40s.
Oh, that's right, I am.
Yeah. Hey, next time you see him.
I'm older than you, so I know you're in your 40s.
No, it's okay. I'm in my 44s.
Yeah. But next time you see him, try to snap a picture of him. I'm dying to know what this guy looks like.
And could the fake Maney call in? I want to talk to him.
Oh, he won't come. He won't come clean, though, I imagine. You would have to call him out, Andrea, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way I could call him out, and I'm like, well, I know your wife's name. I know your kid's name. Could I just say a different name and see if he agrees?
Right. Yeah. Like, how are your kids, Angela and Eric?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry that this fake Maney was an imposter and ruined your afternoon.
He didn't ruin my afternoon. I just, you know.
Well, he's ruined my morning.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, thank you. Because, like, when you sent us a text message, I said to Roy and Loren, I go, this is, like, at least you told us. Like, can you imagine there's people out there that saw this or witnessed something weird and didn't tell us?
Sure. Like, how often does he do it?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm not the only one. Producer Nicole got called out for doing something weird at a concert, which we'll have to talk about this week.
Mm.
So, yeah. All right. Thank you so much for the report. Have a great day, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hmm.
That's annoying because that happened to me at Tweetsie years ago.
Yeah.
And somebody went up there to Tweetsie Railroad and said, I'm Maney, and demanded a whole bunch of stuff. And unfortunately, like, the owners of Tweetsie got in touch with us here. And they were like, hey, just to let you know, somebody, we don't think it was Maney, but somebody said they were Maney. Was he up there that weekend? And I wasn't, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that so interesting that people would go that length to get something?
It's almost like they think that we get a bunch of free stuff.
We don't.
We pay. I mean,
joke's on you.
Remind people what we're doing today at like 11 a.m.
We're literally cleaning the streets.
Yeah.
And not getting paid for that either. We're just trying to make Charlotte cleaner.
Yeah.
But we buy all the things that we, you know, have. We don't get it for free, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's not like we show up to a movie theater and they're like, oh, it's Roy. Let him in.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No, absolutely not. Concerts are the same way. There's a certain amount of tickets that go around the building.
And
but
we give them away on the radio, typically.
I wonder if anyone spotted Roy or Loren out in public, but you weren't sure it was them and you didn't want to say anything. Like I just said during that call, somebody, we can't get into it now. We don't have enough time. But Nicole, you were called out for something.
What did Nicole do?
I want to know what Nicole did.
She was
To be clear, I didn't do anything. It was the people that I was with.
That's true.
But you know what? You got to be careful with that, too. If you're with
guilty
the rowdy,
by association.
Yeah, if you're with the rowdy group.
An MRL show family member was out and about, and they thought it was Nicole. They weren't sure it was Nicole. It was at a concert, and they said that the people that Nicole were with kind of made it less approachable for her.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. But I'm telling you, I want to dive in deeper into that.
Oh, I do, too.
But if maybe you're in that spot that she was in, Andrea, 704-570-9595. We're just curious, just looking to see if this happens more than we think.
I'm a little afraid that we're going to discover that there's a lot more imposters.
I mean, that's what I'm wondering, Roy.
No.
Like, have you ever been somewhere and you heard someone say that they were part of the radio station? Forget the MRL show, but like, hey, I'm part of the radio station, or do you know who I am?
Oof.
But Maney, your imposter, I believe that's the same person.
Oh, yeah, from the Tweety Real. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I
do.
I think it's the same person.
What's the chances there's multiple people running around and pretending to be you?
That's what I wanted to know.
Your life's not that great.
I'm like, why? Like, Loren's the one that lives in the Chateau.
Yeah.
Roy's the one that lives in South End. Nicole, producer Nicole lives in Plaza Midwood. I live in Waxhaw. With a family. What do you want from me? All right. All right, yeah, 704-570-9595. You can also text us on that number if you think that you might have seen an imposter MRL show member.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
All right.
I'm FaceTiming with my son. Go ahead, Loren. Sorry.
I know. I was like, what's that noise? All right, so there's some things that we do every day that maybe we take for granted, but there's one celebrity in particular who refuses to drive. They won't get behind the wheel.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So one of us is part of the over 1 million people, Loren, who are going to storm the gates of Area 51. Who is that person on the MRL show that is part of the gate storming? Step forward, please.
Let's do it! I'm knocking down the fence. Storming Area 51, man. September.
You know what? I would probably be right there with you. I believe in Area 51.
Yeah, they can't arrest us all.
Over a million people have signed
up.
Over a million people have signed up to a, quote, joke Facebook event calling on users to meet at Area 51, the U.S. Air Force Base in Nevada. That's been a long source of alien conspiracy theories. They're supposed to be doing it in September, right, Roy?
Yep, that's the big plan. I told them I was going to bring the corn because they're having a barbecue before the storm. And you could sign up for a dish. I signed up for the corn dish.
For a million people?
Yeah.
A pinned post on the Facebook page attempts to cover its bases saying, hello, U.S. government, which Roy knows all about. This is a joke, and I don't actually intend to go ahead with this plan. I just thought it would be funny and get some thumbsy-upsies on the internet. But, of course, now the military has responded. The U.S. government says that they will handle anyone who interrupts or tries to go through Area 51 with the proper force.
I saw that on the news last night, and I'm like, you guys are a bunch of idiots. You just fired them up even more. Because I'm now in the membership. I'm in the Facebook group. And let me tell you, there's some delicate people in this group.
Can you add me, or can anyone just join?
You have to request, and they have to answer a questionnaire to prove that you don't work for the government. But it's stupid questions.
Okay.
Like, you promise not to tell or whatever. But there's some people that really believe in it, too, which is very fascinating.
Yeah, that there's aliens on the other side.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to look at the people, because they do videos and...
Oh, I'm totally joining
the internet. I mean, social media was hilarious the other day. They had, like, some guy posted, hey, this is what my alien's going to look like when he comes out of Area 51.
Yeah.
And it was, like, him just wiling out, jumping around.
You know what my buddy Randy was doing on the group? Because, of course, Randy's in the group. He was trying to sell his couch to earn money to get a plane ticket to go to Area 51. And people were doing bids on it. They're like, I'll give you 40. I'll give you 50. It was a Facebook Live video.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's so great. All right, good luck, Roy. Let us know how it turns out when you head out there in September.
Storming the gates!
That's just what we need. Roy in trouble with the government yet again.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1. Yep.
So we've been talking about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello for a minute now. And we've seen them making out. And now we saw a really cute picture of Shawn braiding Camila's hair. I love this photo. We'll retweet it for you. But the two are like really heating up at this point. And people are saying that it's moving so quickly because they've known each other for a really long time and they've been in each other's lives for a long time.
Okay.
So this has gone from like medium heat to like full heat all of a sudden.
Maybe if Roy storms Area 51 in September and brings back an alien, the alien will do his hair.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if I fall in love with an alien?
If it was Alf, I would fall in love with him.
Hey! Right.
Manny, are you still up on the hills?
I am.
Did you see the episode of Brody's mom opening up about...
So that would have been last night's episode.
Yes.
No, I did not watch last night's episode.
So Brody's mom is opening up about how she found out that Bruce wanted to transition to... Caitlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was so happily married to Bruce Jenner. I had this great normal life here in this little house in Malibu until that fateful day, standing right over there, where Bruce said to me, I want to transition.
The public just found out a few years ago about Caitlyn when she made her transition, but my mom has known for decades. She never told me until I was like 27 years old is when she told me what he was going through.
I think that's Linda Thompson, her name is.
Yes, it is.
And when I was lucky enough to go to their house years ago with Fox TV.
Oh, let me pick up that name you just dropped.
Yeah, I know, right?
I had no idea, but I was working in Memphis at the time, and she used to date Elvis. Bruce Jenner's mom.
Elvis Presley?
Yes.
Oh,
no, Elvis Duran.
Heartbreak, huh?
Yeah, Elvis Presley. And so she loved the fact that I was from Memphis and had all sorts of questions, so I kind of flirted with her a little bit.
Cool.
She, at the time...
Are you trying to hook up with Brody Jenner's mom?
Yeah, but she was married to David Foster, who's now married to Catherine McPhee. Back to you, Loren.
All right.
I think he was saying he was flirting with his...
Yeah.
I was. She's hot. Brody, right. Your mom's hot.
Yeah. Hey, do we have Avril Lavigne?
Yes, we do.
Of course we
awesome.
Do.
Awesome. Okay, so Avril Lavigne, it's been 5 long years. She's come up with a new song and a video to go with it. Now, I have not heard it yet, but I heard it's for the goth kids. I fell in love with the devil.
Something off the Twilight soundtrack.
Yeah, it definitely sounds very Twilighty, for sure.
I just want to make sure. She did say, I fell in love with the devil, right?
The devil.
More than once, yeah.
Man, woo-wee. And to think that some people call our music the devil's music, it just got a lot worse.
Roy doesn't like to fall in love with the devil, but he does want to go down to Georgia with him.
Yep.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
All right, Whoopi Goldberg, she says that she doesn't drive. She has a driver, and it's because she's technically not allowed to drive. She doesn't have good eyesight. Me neither, sister, but you know what? I still do it, unfortunately.
GPS every morning. Just follow the track, right, Lorraine?
Yep, exactly. And glasses when I can find them. But she says there's nothing wrong with being a passenger, and she just feels better with somebody else behind the wheel.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hello, Tara. Welcome to the Mini Rory and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi. I like your energy already.
I'm so excited.
Awesome. Well, Tara, you're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today, so let's see how you do.
All right, get out of the studio, Lauren.
I'm going.
Tara sounds like a winner.
Yep. Lauren putting her headphones down.
I have my daughter in the car, too.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Erin.
All right, Tara and Erin. Lauren is out, and only we can hear the question.
Question number one. Angelina Jolie has agreed to let her ex-husband keep their children for the summer. Who is her ex-husband?
Brad Pitt.
And Brody Jenner's mom was on The Hills last night and said that she was shocked when her then-husband told her he wanted to transition into a woman. What was his name while they were married?
Bruce Jenner.
The Lion King soundtrack is finally out and features Donald Glover and Beyonce. True or false, Beyonce is voicing Nala.
True.
And 1 year after being fired from the Today Show, this former host filed for divorce recently.
The Today Show? We don't know that one.
All right, and question five. Diddy's remaking his show for MTV. He announced that on social media yesterday, and that show is called?
Oh, That's Making the Band.
Come on in, Lorraine.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Tara.
And Erica.
Oh,
Erica?
Oh, Erin. Sorry, Erin.
Yeah, I was about to say. He got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Okay.
Yeah. All I'm saying is Tara should have named her daughter Erica. This way they both had A's at the end of their name. But that's for a different day.
Okay.
Question number one. Angelina Jolie has agreed to let her husband keep their kids for the summer. Who is her ex-husband?
Brad Pitt.
1-1.
Brody Jenner's mom was on The Hills last night and said that she was shocked when her then-husband told her he wanted to transition into a woman. What was his name while they were married?
Bruce Jenner.
2-2.
And the Lion King soundtrack is finally out and features Donald Glover and Beyonce. True or false, Beyonce is voicing Nala.
True.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
And 1 year after being fired from the Today Show, this former host has filed for divorce.
I can't
think of
name.
2. Pound your foot again. 1.
That's so surprising. They didn't know that either, but it's not loud.
Not loud. I was like, as soon as you say it, I'm going to want to hit something.
I mean, we couldn't get his name out of our heads a year ago.
I know.
It was on the station for like 20 years.
All right,
seriously.
Tara. If she doesn't get this one, you're a winner. Here we go. Diddy's remaking his show for MTV, and that show is called
Making the Band.
That is correct. It's a tie 4-4. Loren, that means you win.
Oh, Tara and Aaron, great job. Yay. Neither one of us could think of a dang name.
Right?
All right, you guys know what I want to hear before we let you go.
All right, we're Tara and Aaron, and we can't be Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thanks.
Still to come.
Love their energy, Loren. You called it.
I know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Amy, what is going on with Jackson? You said he went away, and all of a sudden you're following the facts, and photos make you think he's cheating.
Yeah. He went away to Myrtle Beach for the 4th, and I could not join because of work. And I am just feeling some vibes because I've been looking at his pictures on, like, Insta and Snapchat and stuff, and there's, like, this girl that keeps showing up in these pictures, and they're, like, doing body shots and, like...
Off of each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't
and,
be
like,
right there.
They're, like, pounding this beer together, like, their mouths are on at the same time. And, like,
there used to be a shot called the suck blow shot. You guys remember that?
No.
One person blew, the other person sucked.
Yeah, you suck the shot glass into your mouth while and you try to dump it in the other person's mouth.
I think it was an actual setup. It was called the suck blow. It was like a hose.
Oh,
and one person blew it, and the other person sucked it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, with body shots, I've partook in that before. You don't get much liquor from that. Like, that's just a very over-the-top sexualized... You're just looking someone's belly. Belly button. Like, there's really no reason, fun reason to do a body shot.
No reason, I agree. So I'm just like, what is happening? And he says that, like, she's just a friend of a friend, but I don't trust this girl. These pictures had her hands all over him, and I'm not happy.
Okay.
So you think maybe he will send the romantic roses to her?
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Okay.
But I'm suspicious.
All right, Amy wants to do a War of the Roses on her boyfriend and Myrtle over the 4th of July, doing a body shot off of a woman, and we'll find out, all right? Don't say anything. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jackson, please.
It is Sam.
Hey, Jackson, my name is Jessica. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a romantic gift company, and we're just trying to get our name out there. We're kind of new, but we did an Instagram tag contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's no delivery charge. I don't need a credit card from you. All I need is their information, and then we ask that you tell someone about our services.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Cool. Okay, so let me just start your paperwork here. What is the name of the person you'd like to send the flowers to?
Katie.
Okay, so we're sending them to Katie. And I also have a card to go with Katie's roses. What would you like to put on her card?
I guess something like it's been a week and I'm kind of freaking out. And I would love to see you soon.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You are a big dick.
Amy?
You lying. Yeah. Liar.
Okay. So, hi, Jackson. This is the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show, War of the Roses. Huh. It's where we bust cheaters.
Hi.
Hi.
God. Busted.
So,
oh my God,
the woman who was in the pictures that Amy saw, is that Katie, the person who you shotgunned a beer with and that you licked?
Oh my God.
I mean, it sounds like a body shot. Yeah. Okay.
Hello, is it Jackson? That's Katie?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, gross. Jesus. You know what? We don't even have to go any further. We're done.
No. It's not what it sounds like.
She's sending her roses.
Really nice. God. And I wanted to, you know, she like got us all food, and I just wanted to thank her for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been a week. Can't wait to see you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm not stupid. Jesus, no. So done.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Loren, put the call out there. And see, I'm not so sure that you're going to hear from people, Loren.
I know we are. I know it happens.
In regards to the War of the Roses, Roy, between Amy and Jackson, mm-hmm. What did Amy see?
Amy saw Jackson like doing belly shots off someone and being with this girl all the time.
Through his Insta and Snapchat photos that he posted on his story and on Snapchat. But that's what I'm saying is like Jackson is an idiot. Because he sent the flowers to Katie, who turned out to be that girl. So mm-hmm. He's cheating. Take that out of it, though. How many people who aren't cheating post fun pictures like that? Is it that?
I don't think anybody is that dumb.
Yeah.
If you're doing a shot with someone, though.
There's a difference between doing a shot with someone and doing a belly shot with someone.
If Dallas did a belly shot off of one of your girls' bellies, you would not.
I would lose it for you.
Only because I've done a belly shot and you don't really get much liquor out of it. Right. It's just licking someone's belly.
Exactly. And if his tongue is anywhere near anyone else's body, I'm going to have a problem with it.
And the whole thing is weird, by the way, to begin with.
Give us a call, though. If you agree with Loren, are you someone that saw a picture on socials and that led you to bust a cheater?
704-570-9595.
I'm not so sure we're going to hear from people because I just don't think people that are cheating are stupid enough to post it besides Jackson.
Oh, they are.
And then, by the way, somebody else sent a text message from area code 828 and said, Manny, I know exactly what the suck and blow thing is. So it's like this tube. Where it's a pre-made shot that you mm-hmm. buy at like the liquor store or whatever, Loren, and somebody puts one pre-made. In one end, it's pre-made, somebody puts one in one end, and then the other person puts it in the other end, and you blow it, and the other person sucks it.
Oh, but that means you're also getting their saliva, I bet.
Can we do a suck and blow shot on Friday in here?
You want to do belly shots off of me Friday? I got a nanny belly button, you probably get a lot of liquor out of it.
I'm drunk out of doing a shot out of Roy's belly. Yeah.
My gosh, it's like a gallon he's got stuck in that belly button. All right, this is Robin in Kannapolis.
It's a tap.
Hi, I actually busted my friend's boyfriend on Facebook for cheating.
I knew it.
Yes.
No, yeah, what'd you see?
Well, so we were all in college in Ohio, and he had just graduated and moved back home to Alaska and said that he was getting off Facebook in order to look for jobs and said that he deactivated Facebook when really he just blocked his girlfriend and all of her friends. But he forgot to block me, and I saw pictures of him with his old high school girlfriend back home, being all together, kissing, things like that. Was able to take screenshots and show it to my friend who thought he had deactivated me. Mm.
And your friend at the time thought also that that was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mm. At least you had like picture proof.
Okay, thanks, Robin. Yeah, that's
true. That makes it so much easier to bust somebody because how often do people go back to their friends and mean like, hey, your boyfriend's cheating on you? You're like, no, you're just jealous. Yeah. Shut up.
Right, let's talk with Ebony and Charlotte. Ebony, what happened?
I was in a relationship with a guy for about 4 years, and his other girlfriend was posting pictures of him and tagging him in them on Instagram and Facebook, and he was accepting them on his wall, and so I could see them.
Oh, my God.
Dumb.
What were the pictures? How incriminating were the pictures, though, Ebony?
I mean, well, one, they were at a cookout together holding hands. And I was like, what's up with this? And he was like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, okay, bye.
Hmm. Yeah, so you didn't even give him a shot, huh?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Okay, if there was a picture of him doing a belly shot off of someone, is that grounds for breaking up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Yeah. I'm just trying to see where the line is.
We're getting a bunch of text messages, too. My cousin and I busted her boyfriend. He also did a belly shot off someone. Saw it on social media. He blocked all her friends except me.
Wow.
Oh, man. Let's talk with Jennifer and Charlotte.
Yeah, so my ex, it was long distance. We knew each other when we were kids, and we decided to get back together as adults. And one day, after Valentine's Day, I saw a picture of him. Somebody had tagged him in. And he had his face pressed up against this other girl. And the caption was, "These are my two best friends. I'm so glad they're in love, and they're going to be together forever."
Your heart has to sink into your stomach at that point.
I got really mad because the other girl, she had friended me randomly and just been like, "Hey, I'm friends with so-and-so. Can we be friends?" And apparently she knew the whole time that he was dragging me on.
Of course she did.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer, how long were you and this dirty bird together?
Officially, about 6 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so this
I
is
liked him since I was a kid. So.
This is the same situation like Amy and Jackson on the War of the Roses. And if you missed it, you can listen to it on the MRL Show podcast.
I love War of the Roses.
So Amy and Jackson have only been together 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's somewhat new. And that's why Amy was mad. She goes, "Oh, you're such a D. Like, why are you doing this to me?"
But, you know, with long-distance relationships, it's harder. Like, there's one thing, like, I always go back, because Sterling's company he works for, they like to move people around every few years. And I'm like, it'd be so difficult to date you long distance, because not because I'm worried about cheating, but like I won't know your friends, I won't sure. know your life, I won't know you.
You feel disconnected.
Yeah, like I how can I have a successful relationship when you tell me a funny story and I'm like, wait, who's that?
Yeah.
I don't.
You can't picture where they are.
Yeah, that's hard.
Area code 336 sent a text message and said, "I had an ex leave his messenger open on his computer and left messages up about moving furniture with another girl." She said that I left a note on the computer. So that's how she knew. He found out that she knew because there was a message left on the computer that said, "Look what I found." Mm. Dope.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Dirty dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty.
What you got coming up in the dirty, Loren?
In the dirty? Well, there is one of your favorite shows that have since come and gone is coming back. And Diddy is behind it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You know, they say newspapers are dying out. And it's sad because they kind of are. I don't see the delivery guy in the morning like I used to in my town.
They got the coupons.
Yeah. And now you can just go online, you know, and read online. But according, and this is where I was. I was online, and I love the New York Post. I hope it never goes out of business. But did you see this story where people in Sweden, more than 4,000 people in Sweden, had microchips implanted in their skin?
Ooh.
Why?
To help them carry out everyday activities. The grain of rice size implant allows people to pay for things simply by swiping their hand. It also helps people have their health monitored.
Nope, negative.
Oh, well, you know what? I probably would do that.
It also can help them get used to get into secure spaces, like buildings. Kind of like a key fob, Loren, the one that you just lost. If you had it implanted in your hand.
I found it.
I like it.
By the way, I think I saw, and I don't know how real this was, but I think I saw a study that they were talking about doing this with children, too.
So you can track your kids?
Yes.
Yeah, that's been a thing for a long time.
And here's the thing. As much as I want to know where cash is 24/7, putting a foreign object in my child's body isn't, like, I can tie a tracking device to a shoelace. I don't need to put it in his body.
Well, that could come off.
I know, but still. Like,
that's the thing.
And if I wouldn't do it for my child, I don't know if I would do it for me.
The only reason why I like the idea of it is the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah, and that's all. And it could do multiple things.
Yeah, and if it could let me know I'm having a heart attack, or like let me know, hey, you need blood work because, you know what I mean? Right. I don't know.
And at the same time, you can pay with it.
Okay, but what's it connected to? Like, does it connect to your iPhone? Because then what happens when there's a new phone out and iPhones are obsolete? Do we have to now change?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Change out.
Well, so there's a bunch of people who are also concerned about the privacy. The company that does this also will now have the ability to track you and monitor you and do all that.
Well, they already do it now. What's the difference if it's in... They already do it now.
Who tracks us?
What do you mean, who tracks us?
Who's tracking us? Apple?
Everything. All the apps on your phone's tracking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the government, though.
No. Is that person saying the government's tracking you?
No, he's saying it's possible, though.
No, but if the government ever needed, I'm sure they could subpoena the data.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Like, if someone said, hey, that they weren't at the scene of the crime and they had the chip in them, you know? And then you can also use that chip to swipe and get an attorney.
Do you take the palm chip?
Yeah. How do you plead? Hold on a second, Your Honor. I'm going to swipe my plea right here, if you don't mind. Not guilty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So Lady Gaga just launched her first beauty line. And no, that's not my what Lorette likes for the day. And it went on pre-order yesterday as part of Amazon Prime Day. But some of her fans were excited that it was coming out, but then felt mixed feelings when it came out exclusively, as part of Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit more, because especially around 8:30, because I don't know. Should I cancel my membership? I don't know.
A lot of people were canceling their membership, which is now what fans are saying to Lady Gaga. Like, hey, why would you do this? Amazon just came under fire for their working conditions, for their employees, and some workers even went on strike.
Yeah, but Amazon has come out and said that that's not true, that these are just unhappy employees. But you're right, Roy. We need to talk about that, because maybe someone listening works at one of the fulfillment plants or something like that. We have plenty of them around here.
Yeah.
You can call us anonymously, but we should get into that.
So it's week 10 of The Bachelorette, and I know Roy is going to tune out right now.
I'm out, too. I'm off of it.
I am, too.
Go ahead.
Last night, I'm going to get a snack.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, last night was the fantasy suites, and the moment that we've been waiting for all season. You know, they run that one moment in the trailer for the whole season, and you're like, when is it coming? Well, last night was it when
there's Roy eating.
P had her showdown with Luke P.
No,
go ahead. You can play it.
Okay.
There have been so many times that, like, I have wanted to say, I'm done with you, but my heart has just not allowed me to let you go. I feel like I've finally gotten clarity on you, and I do not want you to be my husband.
They were in Greece, and that whole...
Was that an apple?
That's the most obnoxious apple sound, dude.
Yeah. That whole confrontation was over Luke telling her that he didn't want her to sleep with anybody else.
That's
on the show.
Big bite of an apple, too. That's a big crunch. I can't. My teeth won't allow me to bite into an apple like that.
All right. And one of your favorite shows is getting a reboot, Making the Band, who brought you Danity Kane. Diddy announced on Instagram that because of Seth Rogen putting it back on his radar, that, you know, sometimes you forget because you're in your own bubble how important something is that you've created. And now it is coming back. You'll be able to apply to be on the show. Castings will open up on all social media platforms, including Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, using the hashtag MTBcasting.
Am I so jealous of Seth Rogen? Now, this guy sits back, smokes up God's good green earth like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
And then thinks to himself, where's Making the Band been?
Text Diddy.
Dude, you know what you need to do?
Oh, my gosh.
Making the Band.
Oh,
that's a great idea. What made you think of that? Just this God's good green earth.
Right.
Making me millions in Hollywood. All right, Loren, what's hot? What's trendy? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like today? Is it cannabis?
It's not cannabis, but I do like anything that's a clean beauty product. An Honest Company came out with some gloss lipsticks, and they are liquid lipsticks. You apply them and then wait for them to dry, and they'll last you all day. They're 100% vegan formula. There's no silicones in it, no animal byproducts. So this is, and it comes in, I think, 7 different colors at this point.
Cool.
Yeah. So you can find that information up at kiss951.com.
So, the MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss95.1, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care, and we need you, 704-570-9595. Do you work at Amazon? Now, here's the deal. You can call and say how much the how wonderful the Amazon warehouses are. Or if, like, what the reports are saying in the news that it's not so good, you can call as well. We'll keep your voice disguised.
Yeah.
You remain anonymous.
Maybe you used to work there and you could call. I mean,
or listen, you know of someone that works there.
We got a couple text messages that we can read. But the reason why this is even coming up is because yesterday was Prime Day. And so many people on social media were tweeting that not only should you not buy anything from Amazon, you should cancel your Prime membership.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I am so conflicted because you guys know I'm a big Amazon shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Been since day one. Back in I had like Prime before, like it was the free shipping. How about that? I was like an OG Primer. And a lot of people are canceling their memberships. And even I thought about canceling my membership when I heard about all these allegations that's going on in the Amazon warehouses. Have you heard about some of these?
Well, yeah, yesterday was Amazon Prime Day, which I didn't even think there was that much of a buzz about it this year as in past years anyway.
No, and I think wasn't it 2 days?
It's been 2 days now for a couple years. But the deals weren't as good as it's been. In my opinion.
But on top of that, when you search social media about Amazon, it wasn't the Prime deals that were coming up. It was the strike.
Yeah, you weren't seeing good things. And even, we talked about it in The Dirty, but even Lady Gaga's fans were upset that she was selling her new line on Amazon.
If you work for Amazon and you love it, 704-570-9595. If you worked there or currently work there and you don't love it, we can make you voice disguised, make you anonymous. You can call in as well, 704-570-9595. You know, Amazon was considering Charlotte to be their HQ, too, at one point. We have a big fulfillment center here.
And I know it's a tough question, and you might, if you work for them, you might not want to jump on Roy and Loren, but I think it's also an educational thing. If we can hear from some people that are like, yeah, the conditions were awful, a lot of us listening might think twice. I don't know.
Well, why I'm so conflicted is because here, the allegations that they're making, Amazon says it's false. And so some of the allegations that they're making is that workers are having to keep up with 200 to 300 orders per hour in a 12-hour shift, which that's a good solid of what I'm buying. You know,
a lot of that is Roy.
I take advantage of the Prime now and one day delivery.
Yeah. But think about that. Like, I mean, they do have like next day delivery. Sometimes it's same-day delivery.
I do a lot of same-day delivery, too. Being fired for taking bathroom breaks, which that really upset me.
I find that, I mean, I would just think Amazon shows up on these lists of great places to work when we do those, you know, that pop up from time to time, and it's like, they should know better, but anyway.
They say a lot of their factory workers have to rely on food stamps because they don't receive good wages. Which is, it sounds awful.
I wonder, do they treat their drivers better than their like fulfillment center people?
I think their drivers are separate like entities.
But they get something from Amazon.
I'm sure they get paid, yeah.
Free Prime membership if you're a driver.
We'll work for Prime.
The other thing I saw too, Roy, was unsafe conditions because the forklifts are running around back and forth and some of the shelves are packed improperly and it could fall on you.
How about this? I thought it was all done by robots. I didn't realize it was that big of a workforce in the factories.
Right? They're building a huge one right there by the airport right now.
Let's talk with Angie and Lenore. Hey, Angie.
Hey, good morning.
So you indirectly were able to get inside the Amazon Fulfillment Center, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I work for a security company, and I was deployed up to Cincinnati a couple years ago during the peak season, which was around Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know where these allegations came from, but everything that I saw with the employees, the allegations are completely false.
Wow.
Because these employees were treated just amazing. They gave them a Thanksgiving dinner.
They have multiple break rooms there. And as far as, like, safety goes, they have their own safety committee with inside of Amazon. And every little thing is reported. Every little thing has, you know, a person that they report to, then they report back to a larger safety committee. There were two places that I worked for, two different locations up there. And, yeah, they had robots, but they were inside of a cage. So okay. You couldn't get hurt. It was impossible to get hurt. And all they would do is just go up underneath a pallet and lift the pallet and move the pallet. And, you know, that was all that was involved. But they had multiple breaks during the day, and the place was air-conditioned, so it's not like it was a sweatbox factory.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Angie, for calling in. And if you want to join the conversation as well, 704-570-9595. If you work for Amazon, you loved it. If you work for Amazon, you're like, no, there's some concerns. I don't know what to believe because it's everything, even Amazon's like, no, this just isn't true.
I wonder if it's just the Minneapolis office because I think those were where most of the people went on strike.
Well, Amazon responded with a whole statement, and the statement itself is actually pretty interesting, and we'll have that for you in under 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I got to post the video. I'll send it to producer Nicole. We'll post it up. Last night, out of nowhere, my six-year-old son, Dean, says, Dad, what's your favorite song right now? And I said, I'm loving Panic's Hey, Look, Ma, I Made It.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay. So he goes and stands in front of the fireplace, turns on the one light that goes on top of the fireplace.
Like
and starts
a stage?
And goes, Alexa, play Hey, Look, Ma, I Made It.
So many of these Alexas are going off right now.
Yeah. And so that comes on. And he starts rocking with the microphone. And I'll post the video so you can see it at the MRL show. All right, so we were talking, speaking of Alexa, we were talking about Amazon and how people were striking on Prime Day. We do have the top items sold yesterday on the first day of Prime that we'll talk about.
Okay.
But how about Amazon responding to the workers who say the work conditions are poor, Roy? You mentioned it a little while ago. What were they saying?
Yes, they were saying that they were being fired for taking bathroom breaks, that they were having to keep up with 200 to 300 orders per hour and pushed their physical strengths to the point that they were treated like triathletes.
Mm.
They couldn't keep up with it, and that most of the workers weren't being compensated fairly and that they were having to rely on food stamps.
We're getting not a lot of phone calls, but a lot of people are texting us, and they just don't want to come on the radio with us because I get it. If you're working there, it's your job. You don't want to probably say it, but a lot of people say that it's true. Someone says, my aunt works at the Amazon plant in Columbia. And talks about how awful the working conditions are. Now, that's just one person. Then on the flip side, we get a text message from area code 704 who says that they work locally at an Amazon plant and they have no issues. They're treated very well. So Amazon responded to these claims. Now, by the way, these are workers in Germany that are claiming that they're deprived of a living wage. Amazon said by doubling Prime Day's duration and making these people work, that not only do they get paid, but they get paid additional time.
So like time and a half.
Overtime, yeah. An Amazon representative also pushed back saying the groups are conjuring misinformation to work in their favor when, in fact, we already offer the things that they say in their cause. We're industry-leading in pay benefits and safe workplace for our employees. If any of these employees have an issue, they may see their supervisor to discuss.
Now,
loved it.
Oh, are they on like a union negotiation right now? And they're using this as a tactic during Prime Day? Are we being duped into
maybe
spread negotiation? You know what I mean? Like, are we being duped for negotiations?
Maybe. Someone else from 330 said, I work with Whole Foods, which is partnered with Amazon. And because of Amazon, our minimum wage starts at
$15. Mm, well, that's nice.
Sounds good.
$15 sounds great.
And we're not complaining. We work in radio.
Yeah.
By the way, I still don't know how that whole, like, Whole Foods, Amazon thing works. And I know it's probably, like, so easy.
Amazon owns Whole Foods.
I know, but, and I always see the things when I go in there that you scan something and you get money back. But I don't know how the whole thing
works. Why is that not bigger?
What do you mean?
Why am I not shopping on Amazon for my groceries to be delivered to me from Whole Foods?
Well, I think that's a little different, isn't it? And Whole Foods is way expensive.
It's a big thing in my neighborhood.
Is it?
Prime Now? Yeah.
And then what do you, is it same day delivery?
Within 2 hours.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Do you have to go on the Whole Foods website or the Amazon website?
Amazon. Well,
Is that Amazon Pantry, though?
There's a specific Prime Now app. It's a Prime Now app.
Gotcha.
And you go through there. But yeah, I've ordered several things.
Can you show me how to use that whole thing later?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it comes within 2 hours. It's great. I prefer that than the whole scheduling the time to pick up at the grocery store. Yeah. Because then my life is too weird. What if all of a sudden that time doesn't work for me?
I don't know. But as long as I don't have to go and do the actual grocery shopping myself.
Loren, there's a Prime truck out in front of your house. Oh, he's coming to the door.
Oh. No, I didn't know. That's Loren's doorbell. The gong. At the Chateau de Loren.
Here we go.
Loren's walking in from her kitchen.
Gosh, I hope they can see that you're coming. I know it takes a minute to get there. Ring it again, sir.
I hope I'll they be don't right leave. There. Just a second.
The joke is she has a big house, if you didn't.
I don't.
If you didn't know. Oh.
Here's your groceries, Pam. Thanks for using Amazon Prime. We appreciate shopping Whole Foods.
And then her ice cream melts on the way back to the freezer that she just ordered.
She's got to walk all the way back.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's a simple question, and everybody can play along. You guys, the audience, you give us a call, 704-570-9595. We have here the unspoken rules to follow on a plane, Loren.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I already know them.
Okay.
Do not stand when the airplane lands. Don't be that guy who's waiting his turn by standing.
Everybody does it,
too. It's so annoying.
And then I have your butt in my face, and I can't move because I've got a two-year-old in my lap.
And then I have people skip me. I'm like, that's not how the system works.
I started letting cash pinch people. I'm just kidding.
You know, it's so funny because the three of us are sitting in here saying that we don't do it, but yet the entire plane does it when the plane lands. If you're a stander, do you stand because you're tired of sitting the whole time?
Yeah, you probably want to stretch your legs.
You want to stretch your legs?
Stretch
or
your
do
legs.
You stand because you don't want to be cut off by someone behind you getting in front of you?
Oh.
I always let you. There's an order on the plane. Like, you have to let the aisles in front of you clear out before you go.
And if you follow that system, it runs smoothly. Like, right. You getting up and jumping in front of people screws the system up.
How about this one? I want to know if this is on there. Putting your carry-on luggage at the back of the plane when you're sitting in the front of the plane.
That
Why would
sucks.
People do that?
Because there's no more overhead space, so they before you take off, they go put it back there, and then when everybody gets up to leave, now you're fighting traffic to get back, and
they're
you're
flowing
holding
the wrong
everything
way.
Up.
This is from the Elite Daily, the unspoken rules to follow on a plane. And by the way, producer Nicole, load up our lines at 704-570-9595. We want to hear about your awful experience. Like, what did you experience on the plane that just made you be like, I got to get off this plane? The middle seat should have dibs on both armrests, no questions asked. Unspoken rules on the plane. Middle seat gets the left armrest, middle seat gets the right armrest. I think that's fair. Don't you?
I think I can get down with that.
Buddy, I'm so wide. I haven't used an armrest
in
years.
Middle seat. There's not even a middle armrest, bud.
It hasn't existed for quite some time. That sucker stays up, and you better pray I'm not beside you.
See, now Angie disagrees with us, you guys.
Hey, the Angie. Armrest?
Angie?
Hi. So you don't want them to take up both armrests?
No, I don't. It's annoying, and it's rude.
But there's got to be one perk for having the worst seat on the plane, the middle seat, right?
Why do you think your seat deserves two armrests?
I'm just saying that's the worst seat.
No,
Angie.
No, I'm asking Angie.
Oh, right.
It is the worst seat to have, but at the same time, taking up both armrests is just no.
Well, then what's your proposal?
Can you get one?
Yeah, like then like people just don't use one armrest and like one's off limits for everybody?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So once you just sit empty.
Yeah.
The common. Yeah, there is enough room on some of them where you both somebody like I've done that where you can go in the front and
front
the person can go in the behind, right? Yeah. Wait a minute, that sounded dirty. Thanks, Angie.
I love it.
704-570-9595. Tell us about your awful plane experience. All right, here's a couple more. Can I have the music back, please?
Okay.
If your luggage doesn't fit in the overhead bin, don't try and jam it in there, destroying my suitcase. Check it.
Yes.
Well, but I also have to see, because some people don't know how to put their luggage in an overhead bin, so I'm like having to fix everyone else's.
Okay, but I also think that you need to ask before moving somebody's things. Like, is this anyone's pink suitcase up here?
Yeah.
I'm just going to turn it around for you if that's okay.
Oh, that's nice, because I'm like, what, have you never traveled before? Jeez, come on. Let me flip it around for you.
Here's a good one. When you're at the gate, don't all run to the gate, especially if it's not your boarding time.
Oh,
if you're like the fifth group, no need to stand up there for the first group.
That's the best thing about having traveling with a kid. There's not many good things about traveling with a child, but getting on the airplane first is good.
If you have to use the restroom a lot, don't sit in the window seat. If you're someone who flies and you drink and you're pounding back the water or whatever, and you got to go to the restroom, using the window seat, you got to pass sometimes three people.
Yeah, you
if you're flying on a plane like Lorraine, you got to pass seven people to get out to the aisle. You know, big wide body jets.
Can I be honest with you on something? I have one time faked a limp so I could board the plane before everyone else.
You faked a limp?
I did. Because they're like, anyone who needs more assistance boarding, go ahead, board now. I'm like, I'm going to need more assistance.
Yeah, that's me.
And I walked with a limp.
Why?
And they let you on?
Yeah, they let you on, yeah.
Did you also get off first?
No, because my seat's in the far back. I don't fly first class.
Thanks for flying American. Also, remember to let the man with the limp, Roy, get off first.
It takes me a minute. I'm a big guy. It's not easy for me to get to my seat. Let's talk to Grace and Charlotte.
Hi, Grace.
So this guy, so we're on the airplane, and he leans his seat back all the way. He's good. But, I mean, he's on my lap, pretty much. And then, so the flight attendant comes, and they're like, sir, can you move your seat up for me? Because they feel like his back is basically on my lap, on my knees. And so he moves it up for 1 second, and then they walk past, and he jerks it back and leans it, like, all the way back on me. And I'm like,
did you start kicking him, Grace?
I mean, I put my knees up.
Oh, man. Now, is there a... a chance that maybe his seat was broken.
Because I've had that.
Me too.
I've had that where my back...
He leaned it back.
Oh, that sucks.
It was fine to start this flight, but then he just starts leaning it back and all the way.
Yeah, that sucks. Thanks, Grace.
All right, let's talk with Jessica in Salisbury. This is your awful plane experience. What happened?
Jessica.
My first time on a plane... the woman next to me, we're taxiing for takeoff, and she looks at me and she says, what are we going to do if this plane crashes?
Well, hopefully die, because that's going to be a tough way to... Roy!
Okay. I'm just saying,
if I'm...
I think you sat next to Roy, Jessica.
Seriously.
I might have. It was a terrible experience. Don't look at the person next to you and ask, what are we going to do if this plane crashes?
Yeah, you don't want to think about that.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything. I'm not flying the plane.
Thanks, Jess. Last one.
This is Jonathan and Charlotte. What's your awful plane experience?
Hey, I was on my way back from Puerto Vallarta, and a guy pulls his salad out of his bag, and he puts it under his seat, which is where my feet go. So I didn't want to be rude and put my feet on his salad, so I said really loudly, are you
going to
eat your salad?
I love that you asked them that. That is awesome. Lorraine's a salad eater on a plane, I'm sure. Lorraine?
Yeah, I am.
You're the one who brings food to the airport, don't you?
I do.
Why?
I try not to make it stinky food, but you guys know. I would just rather, because you can't eat clean at the airport. Like, there's no possible way. You can get a salad, but you're still putting a dressing on it that's like 1,000 calories.
Yeah. Hey, the last one on this list, by the way, unspoken rules to follow on a plane. It's a good one. If you're taking a flight and it's like 6 a.m. and the lights are off, don't open up your window shade.
Amen.
Yeah, that's true.
And what about this, though? Like, what about people that close their shade during the day? I want to watch. That's the best part about flying.
I want to take a nap. I think it's rude.
You don't want to watch?
Not
like, take off and then look down?
Yes, when we're takeoff and landing, but not when we're 32,000 in the feet and it's just bright.
I love it.
No.
I love looking at the clouds, looking at nature.
Generally, I just hate flying altogether. So
you do?
It's uncomfortable for me. Yeah. Maybe if I was skinnier, it'd be a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah.
But it's very uncomfortable. The whole process sucks.
You're kind of like an athlete. You know, like Cody Zeller, friend of the MRL show. He's 7 feet.
Is that how you build me up, buddy? I like this.
Yeah, buddy. You have the same issues that some athletes do.
Thank you.
You know, Andre the Giant hated flying, too.
They're very kind about giving me a seatbelt extender.
Oh, you mean they're kind?
Yeah, just like they're very discreet. Like I'd be really embarrassed, and I'm not. Like I need one, and I don't know why I don't just go out and buy one.
Does the flight attendant open up for
coat? You shouldn't have to buy one. Yeah. They should give it to
but
you.
But then they open up the coat like a watch, like a selling like fake watches. What do you need?
Well, you know, they open up like the in case of emergency, also demo bags to pull these bad boys out. Mm. You know, it looks it looks so professional.
All right, we'll post this list. There's some more too. The unwritten rules to flying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.